Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McClain. Pleased to welcome in the new head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. His first interview since being named to that post, running from the press conference, putting on a tracksuit, and getting set for his first practice. Here is Craig Berube. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So I'm going to go through the timeline. Paul Holmgren calls in Laviolette, tells him he's fired. Then he calls in McCarthy, tells him he's fired. Then he calls you in. Did you think you were out or in?
Well, I got a phone call, first of all. I was not there. And I didn't know what to make of it when he called. And, you know, he just offered me the head job and said he let Peter and Kevin go. And I accepted it. That's basically how it went down.
And, Craig, talk about what your immediate challenge is here. I know the way you played, it wasn't about putting the puck in the net. So how do you get this offense going?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't know how close you guys have watched so far, but we're not anywhere near playing like a team on the ice. And until we do that, until we start playing defense, playing better without the puck, the other things won't happen, in my opinion. So, you know, right now we're going to work on getting this team together, getting some chemistry together on the ice, start playing team defense on the ice.
Craig, congratulations on the job. It's always tough when you replace your boss, but that's life. It happens. But you look at your team and you say, okay, three real solid-looking lines, a defense that's a veteran blue line with some young people sprinkled in there, but in my opinion, two backup goaltenders. Bad goal in every game thus far that I've seen. How do you fix that? Is it team defense or is it that your goaltending, can you win with this goaltending?
Yes, I definitely believe we can win with this goaltending. And I don't put anything on the goalie so far. I don't think we played well in front of them at all. I thought the game, Toronto game, we had a pretty good first two periods there.
Territorially, yeah.
And the third period was not good. Montreal, I didn't like the competitiveness at all in that game, and that carried over to the Carolina game. And the play without the puck was not good.
Craig Berube is with us. Games. I keep hearing team. This is not a team. Is that on the ice, or is there a fractured locker room that you have to somehow build and bring together?
The locker room is fine. We need to be a better team on the ice. We need to play together on the ice. That's what I mean.
It looked in the Toronto game, Peter, that territorially you were dominant, as you said, through two periods, but just out of sync. What offensively? Like, you know, I look at the power play. Voracek has some good looks. It doesn't happen. Giroux tries to give it to Hartnell on a tap-in. Doesn't work. It looks like offensively the team isn't there, other than, well, Lavinie made the nice play on the one goal, but just a little out of sync. Is that in the heads? Is that system? Or just a frustrated group?
Well, I think frustration definitely sets in around here when they don't score. And, you know, I think that mindset has to change. I mean, if you look around the National Hockey League and, you know, you look at the two teams that were in the finals last year and Chicago, the winner, best two defensive teams in the league, goals against. I mean, you have to win close games in this league now. Every team's good. Every team's well-coached. Every team's going to play good defense. So you got to win tight games. You got to be patient, disciplined in your play, and score timely goals.
Craig, is your team tough enough?
Tough enough?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. In what way? Like, what are you talking about when you say is it tough enough?
Just, you know, so much is talked about the Philly culture and how difficult it is in the Flyer heyday to play against the Flyers. I mean, do you still feel like that's the case today?
Well, we're not in the 70s and 80s anymore.
No, I know that. And I'm not talking about dropping the gloves. I'm not.
No, I know. But this, you know, this is a skating era. We need to skate harder. You need to check. You need to get on people quicker. You need to move pucks quicker. It's about speed. Yeah, we're tough enough. We got lots of character in this locker room, and I firmly believe in everybody here.
Outside of three games in, I don't think a lot of people are completely shocked by this move. You've been around there. You've heard the rumors. Do you think that this was hanging over the players, that perhaps they were expecting this, waiting for this, and then move on?
Well, I'm not in their heads, but we didn't have a very good training camp. And obviously, you know, preseason, we weren't very good in the games, even though you don't dress full lineups in most of the games. But I didn't see a lot of passion there, to be honest with you. So I'm not sure. I'm not in their heads, but definitely we need to play with a lot more passion.
You look at the back end with the addition of Streit and Timonen, a veteran, Coburn, a young veteran. Luke Shen has played reasonable since he's come in. Mesereau. I mean, this is a veteran back end that's got size, that should be able to move the puck, should be good point guys on the power play. I mean, is this defense capable of stepping up better than they've been, or have you been reasonably happy with them?
Well, no, I'm not happy with anybody. I think the whole team needs to play better, not just the defense, but the whole team needs to play better. And when you play a team game, people are going to play better. You know, it's just, that's normal. You guys all know, you coach and stuff. I mean, you've been around. It's a team game, and we need to get on that path.
Does the offense start with your captain in Giroux? Obviously, he's one of the top point producers, you know, the last few years. How do you get him going?
Well, he's not the only one. Like I said, we got to get everybody going. But, you know, I think frustration really set in this hockey team early on because of the preseason, the way things went. And then the Toronto game, you know, I thought we had, like I said, we played two good first periods and, you know, we had a lot of good looks and chances. The puck didn't go in the net. I thought frustration really set in after that. You know, it looked like a worried group to me. And, you know, that's one thing we got to talk about and get over. And, you know, we got to start winning some games, and you might have to win them 1-0, 2-1. You know, who knows how it's going to go. But we got to all play right without the puck, and we need to do more with it when we get it.
So it was Flyer coach Craig Berube is joining us on Hockey Central at noon. His first interview as he gets set for his run on his first practice.
So Ian LaPerrière and John Paddock. They're with you, right?
Yep.
And is John going to, obviously with John's experience, is that something that you're going to be leaning on heavily?
Well, definitely. I mean, I've played for John, you know, back in Hershey days, and I've been around John a long time. Very smart hockey guy. I got a good relationship with him. And Ian LaPerrière brings a lot of positive attitude into the room and respect, obviously, the way he played the game. And he's an up-and-coming good young coach.
Patience is not a strong forte for this organization. I remember I used to see Mr. Snyder walk by my coach's office, and that head would be as red as you could ever be. And I'm thinking, thank God I'm not in that coach's office tonight as he's marching down there. How's the culture there? And, you know, I mean, it's urgency to win. I mean, you're the longest tenured coach in Philadelphia right now.
Yes, it is. You're right. I mean, they demand a lot here, and they demand that we win hockey games and compete for the championship. That's the bottom line. And, you know, we're all in it for that, too. I mean, that's what we want to do. And the players, too. I mean, they want to win. Our players want to win. I know that for a fact. They're very frustrated right now.
So what are you going to plan for the first drill at today's practice?
Don't do the horseshoe. Don't Craig, no horseshoe. Craig, leave the horseshoe in the bag of tricks for maybe a little later in the week.
Well, I'll ask John Paddock to probably bring out some old drills that we used to do in the Hershey days in 86. Well,
and don't have Kiprios at the front of the lineup or they'll be a disaster. Or I should say a Kiprios-like player. Or a Berube-like. Keep them at the back.
Congratulations. I know it's a tough day
luck,
in
Craig.
Some respects, but you've waited a long time for this opportunity. Good luck.
Good luck, Craig.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you later.